Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for coming to the special session, Gender Affirmation and Health Equity for Transgender Variant People in the U.S., Connecting Structural and Personal Dimensions. My name is Sel Wong. I'm the Program Chair of the LGBT Caucus. And do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Zinzi Bailey. I'm in the spirit of 1848
Caucus. And we'll be the co-moderators for the session. So we just want to start with a few words, very brief, about how this session was created and why we think this session is very important. And it was actually, I think, kind of spearheaded by Gretchen Van Wy, who will be the fifth presenter in our session today. And she contacted Sari, and Sari had contacted Kellen and I because she's doing a study, right, a study around birth certificates and trans and gender variant people and how that might affect their health with the birth certificate change that the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is now instituting. And so it just led to a broader discussion of what could be the impact of gender affirmation and all different types of policies and socio-structural institutions on the health of trans and gender variant people. And then I'm not sure how, what you want to talk about, how Spirit of 1848 got involved?
Well, through Nancy. So Nancy was contacted about being co-sponsoring this event. If you guys don't know, the Spirit of 1848 Caucus is a network of individuals that are focused on social inequalities of health. So systems of power and how that plays out in our health. So this is very much within the scope of what we were interested in co-sponsoring. So we were able to collaborate with Zell and others to bring this together. If you're interested in any of what I just said, sounds attractive, there are a number of other sessions that are going on in the next couple days that are listed on the yellow flyers over there, and there's a sign-in sheet if you want to join our listserv.
Great. And so that being said, is there anything for LGBT caucus here? Do we have any flyers or anything? I know there were some. Okay. So if you want to know more about the LGBT caucus, we do have a booth. I do have one flyer with a listing of our sessions, or you can look at it in your program book or on the great APHA app. And I do hope that you can also participate in additional LGBT caucus sessions. I think we have two more oral sessions today, one at 10:30 and one at 12:30, and then we also have four poster sessions occurring simultaneously from 2:30 to 3:30 today in the exhibition hall, and they're all really amazing presentations. So I think we will start right now, and how this session will be structured is that each presenter will present, and we are going to do the Q&As at the end, okay? So if you have any questions, please hold your questions to the end of the session.